Yes, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's not the real thing. It's just a show, but it's been a long time since we did this. We had all kinds of fun. This is Paragon Radio. It's a Thursday night. It's 8:34, and we're just getting the kinks out before we go officially live tomorrow night. We're going to have a grand old time. We're not on Paragon chat tomorrow night. We're not on some make-believe server. We're going to be for real, and it's going to be heroes fighting villains and stuff, and there's going to be stuff fighting, and it's going to be awesome. People earning XPs, and there's going to be NPCs talking to you and saying, oh, thank you for saving me, and other things, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm Pokemon, and I can actually say it. Oh, wait a minute. I used to be from the Virtue server. I'm on some... What server am I on now?
Everlasting.
What server? I'm on the Everlasting.
Everlast.
Server now. Yes, yes. Everlast server. I have to write that down. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm Pogoman, but along with me is my co-host. He is the one. He is one-third of the leadership team of Paragon Dawn. He is mad. He's a Viking. He is mad. Depending on what game you play, he is the mad Viking.
Well, according to I understand, there better be only one.
Yeah, true. Well, you know, in Champions Online, you're mad Viking. In City of Heroes now, you're the mad Viking. Because we put
well,
the in front
know,
of our
you got to make sure.
That's right. You got me. It's us. It's just it's in Champions Online, I'm Pogoman. And then City of Heroes, I'm the Pogoman. Yes, it's me. And right now, I am in limbo. I didn't log on into anything tonight because, you know, it is just test run. So tomorrow night, I will probably be, if you're listening somehow, if you found out, you know, tonight I just gave the invite to the people in Paragon Dawn. So if you're listening, guys, I am in limbo. I'm actually in the Paragon radio satellite just hanging out. Making a list of things I have to load up later on. I'm going to go stretch that for a little bit after the show. And then late tonight, I'm going to set up all the good stuff and promote the official show for tomorrow night. And then tomorrow night for real, 9 p.m., I will be found where I usually am. But for real, not on Paragon Chat. I will be in City of Heroes for the official kickoff. And I will be on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park on the Everlast. So I'm going to write that down for tomorrow night. I'll be on the
Everlasting
Everlast server. Now it's Everlasting? Okay, I'll be in the Everlasting.
Yeah, there's
server.
Always been an ing. Yes.
Okay, I'll be in the ing. Okay. I'll be in the server we all play on. I'll be on that server. I'll be on the subsidy hall. I'll be holding my torch. I will be doing that. I'm probably gonna be in a special suit too. I'm gonna be in a special snazzy special suit to kick off the events for this week. That's all I'm going to say. I'll probably do that. I'll do that tomorrow night. Because right now I logged off in the university in Steel Canyon. I'm about to do the invention arc. And I'll probably finish that. I will do that before tomorrow night's show. I'll do all that good stuff. So it looks like I was worried that we weren't going to have anything on the studio, but it looks like somehow on Blog Talk, I guess because on my PC I have Blog Talk on there with all this stuff on there, that somehow it just saved it. Somehow it saved everything. Or maybe because of my Blog Talk account, it saved everything and everything is just there.
I don't know.
So that's awesome. It just saved it all. On Blog Talk itself, so that's a plus. I didn't have to. I did upload one thing though before. I did upload one thing that we play in the background. Let me just lower the volume a little bit. I know it's over, but in my heart, it's still going because I'm still reading the book. So, and I'm hoping the ending is much better than the TV series. This is what a few people said. HBO wanted 10 seasons. George R. R. Martin wanted 12. The writers wanted 8 and said they gave us 7 and a really lousy 8 season.
Well, they did. You can tell they got burned out by the 8th season and it reflected in this in the 8th season. It was a hyphenated 8th season.
Are we talking like this was like Family Guy talking to Stephen King? Or
no,
what ideas you got?
This is what a lot of the fans are saying, because I said it should have been 12. If they had followed more of the storylines in the books, right, they could have easily done 12 seasons. Or at least 10. You know, but instead they went 8. And I was like, wow, they're really cutting some storylines out. And they did. They cut some plot lines out. And this season they should have at least done 10 episodes to get some points across, to get some storylines across. It was just like it was a heel turn, and it was like the way they did it at the beginning of one of the episodes, what they did was they gave the high points of the entire series to bring the point across. It was like, that's how you're going to do that storyline, with plot points, with bullet points from the series. Wow. You're not even going to take time to develop it properly. You're just going to do bullet points from the series. Okay. That is lazy ass writing.
Well, next time you read who wrote it, and if it says the name of the person who wrote it is Clifford Notes, you got the idea what's happening.
No, it was the two guys, but they were getting tired. And seriously, I think that it should have went 10 seasons at least. And if they got tired, they should have quit last season, taken their notes, and they should have hired a new writing team. Because now, next year, I know we're going to bring it up tomorrow night. I'm going to cut that. It's kind of loud. I'm going to bring it up now. We're going to mention it tomorrow night. The big talk is that there's going to be a prequel series in 2020. And one of the producers, George R. R. Martin himself, is going to be one of the producers. So I think that's going to be awesome. He's going to be one of the guys. And it's based off of two sentences from one of the there are three books that are like history books. But this story is going to take place like 5,000 years before the events in Game of Thrones or Song of Ice and Fire. Okay? Because Game of Thrones is actually the name of the first book in the series. Okay? So, but this is before. So what's funny is now that the Game of Thrones TV series takes place after the Age of Dragons. The series they're working on, the prequel series, takes place before the Age of Dragons.
Shit.
So you're not going to see any dragons.
Or dragon mocha lattes.
All right. And No Starbucks cups, no plastic bottles. And that's another thing. Like, how lazy and tired were these guys that they had a Starbucks cup on the table, a plastic bottle? Come on. Wow. You guys were so tired you couldn't edit that out? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Even the special Sunday night, The Last Watch, which was supposed to be a behind-the-scenes special of the last season, was kind of cliff-noted. I was like, wow, even their behind-the-scenes special was cliff. I was like, oh, my God. So here's my plans. HBO On Demand has the entire series till the end of June. I'm going to rewatch it, you know. Then, because it's been so long since I got to book three, and then my dad got sick, and I was helping out with them. My stepmom passed away, and I really hadn't read, book three in forever. And since it's only three books, I was like, I could finish that in 2 months easy, a month and a half, right? So I'm gonna reread those, to get to book five. I'm gonna reread them. Now here's the funny thing. Book five, it came out in 2011, the year
the series came out, okay? Mm-hmm. The TV series is now over. Book six is nowhere near being done. Like, George, what the hell have you been doing this whole time?
Talking to Cliff Notes. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, where? Like, the first three books came out 96, 98, and 2000. Book four, 2005. Book five, 2011. Okay. 2019. Book six, not even halfway done. Maybe halfway done.
And dude. I have a haunted lamp. Ooh. You lost it. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Lost it, Stephen King. Yep. That's a family. That's the Family Guy Stephen King reference. Although he did in his most recent blog, George R. R. Martin did say the following. Book six will have this is a serious post. He did say he will have unicorns. However, they aren't the mythical, fanciful, ooh, sparkly unicorns. No, they're more like goats with a horn protruding out of their forehead. Because the island that they are on or come from, it's a mountainous region. So instead of having two horns out of the sides of their heads or protruding, you know what I mean? Like you know how goats have the two horns or whatever. They just have a singular horn protruding. So I was like, all right, that's cool. So it's a more realistic evolutionary change to goats. So they're like, you know, I was like, hey, that's kind of cool.
Oh, that reminds me. You brought it up. Now, do you remember the cartoon Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, yes. Yes. They had a goat.
And it just went. End. Well,
yeah,
I want to propose. Yeah.
Season three. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to propose a Brazilian car commercial as the ending of Dungeons and Dragons, the cartoon. I am posting it into the link right now. Oh, it does not show. I will have to send it to you in Skype.
Yeah, I know. In our absence, people, in our absence, somehow Blog Talk has changed the chat room. All right, let me see here. What do we got? All right, I'm opening this now.
It's not a long one, but you'll see what I'm talking about. You're going like, they...
Yeah, I'm
they
watching it. I'm watching it. So I'm three characters in, and yeah, holy shit. Wait a minute. I'm like 20 seconds in, and it's I'm like 20 seconds in, and it's the kids from the. Holy shit. That's awesome. I got to watch that later. I don't time to. Yeah, that thing is awesome, man. I got to put that on there. Damn. That, okay, whilst I have you here, let's get back to City of Heroes, sorry. I've been trying to upload the Pines Hero Designer.
I haven't tried it yet myself.
Okay, I keep getting an error message every time I try and load it up, so it's been annoying me.
Yeah, because I heard, you have to get the new one because, you can still make characters the old way, but...
Right.
You may not get the desired effects.
Well, I'm not worried about the desired effects. I'm just, you know. I'm just trying to upload the. See, I posted the other day, and apparently nobody's answered my question about the pines.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a question about, I remembered back in the day about there are three powers I knew about: acrobatics, Combat jumping and practice brawl, and I knew one of them I didn't need, and it was acrobatics you don't need. Like, if you take the leaping power pull, you need combat jumping and super leap. Yeah, obviously super leap for the travel power. Combat jumping helps out a bit for defensive purposes until you get the super leap. But, and you could put the LOTG proc in there from the IO set.
All right.
That's kind of, that's cool. That's what I remember that. I too slotted it for now. I forgot what I was going to do slot it with. But you can put a proc in there. And I remember there's another set. There was another proc you could put in that one, somebody was telling me. Or I think if you throw another one from the LOTG, you could get the first level. You know how you get when you put two IOs from the same set, you get that first bonus level?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that first level bonus, you get that. He's like, you might as well put another one in there and get that first level bonus. Like, all right. Okay. So there you go. There you go. Wow, we only have 9 minutes left of a half-hour show. Time flies when you only do 30 minutes.
Yeah. You made fun of us while you were away, so we are shortening your time. Get over, computer. We make fun.
Who made fun of us? Who made fun of us?
No, it's blocked. It's the Block Talk computer. It's going like, you made fun of us, so we're shortening your time.
You are.
I'm going like, we make fun of everybody.
That's right. Well, fine. A douchebag. A total
douchebag.
You are a douchebag.
I'm going to say it again. Yeah.
That's right. A douchebag. A total douchebag.
As you are.
Douchebag.
Yeah, that's right. I'm throwing all the favorites out tonight.
I mean, we are already expecting any game successors. We will be in each one of them. Two skeletons in the sewers. You click on us, it goes, they tried.
They tried. But now the good news is we're back. So, yeah. Hey, our two fans showed up tonight for the trial.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oops.
Man, I have got to go through this thing and take some songs off here. I don't know where the hell I am. I think this goes back to the days when we did the wrestling, when I did the wrestling podcast, and it was just my co-host put like, why are you putting Nelly on here? He put like 30 songs on him. Like, dude, when the hell do we have time to play all these songs? When? I ask you, when?
Didn't tell
but
you.
Now I got my laptop. Well, now I got my laptop. The good news is I can watch DC Universe again, which is great because I just found out that the season finale of Doom Patrol is on this weekend. I remember when I started watching the first one or two episodes, like, wow, this is great. And then I couldn't watch it. I was like, oh. Apparently, my laptop is the only thing. I tried putting it on my Roku, right? You go to it, and it just shows the DC Universe logo. That's all it does. Even though I was on not my laptop, I was on my PC at one point, or my MacBook or whatever, and I went into the Roku website and I added it. You could add it, and I'm like, okay, it's there. I added it. All my login information. Because I went to the DC Universe, you know. The streaming service website, and I edit everything, but wonderful. Nothing. So, there we go. I don't know. Swamp Thing is coming out soon.
Without Adrian Barbeau?
Do you want Adrian Barbeau now? Maybe she'll make a guest
appearance.
Still kind
of works. Yeah, you know, still kind of looks good.
I know. Still does. I know.
She's one of those that aged as well.
That's right. I know. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about a lot of
season and series finales. A couple big series finales last week. Of course, Game of Thrones. Big Bang Theory ended.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bang Theory set a record. Longest running television sitcom of all time. That ended.
There you go.
I watched it. I remember my sister got me. I still remember like it was yesterday. I just left Verizon that year. And the springtime, because there was a writer's strike, and we were doing yard work out front for my mom. My sister goes, "Oh, there's a show on tonight. You've got to check it out." I was like, "Okay." And what's funny was it was Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother. And for the longest time, both shows were on the same night. So we'd always get together and watch both shows. And I laughed because the one night they were going through Leonard's closet and he had an actual replica of the original Battlestar Galactica flight suit. Right? And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, he's got a Battlestar Galactica flight suit. I'm like, oh my God. My sister goes, "Tell me you knew what that was." Like, yeah. She goes, you're a geek. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. I was like, wait a minute. Back when that show was out, I was 7, 8 years old, and that was the only thing that was on, though. That was it. Sci-fi-wise, that was the only thing that was on. So it's not like, you know, you remember it because that was it. But what's funny was I remember a couple of the episodes towards the end of season one, right? And then that summer we watched a couple of episodes here and there. But now the show ended, I go, you know what? I don't recall ever watching the beginning of season one. So I just took out from the library, I took out season one DVD. I watched it this weekend. All right, Sounding the Alarm has joined the conversation in our chat room.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Sounding the Alarm. We have 3 minutes left. But I watched it.
Okay.
It was kind of neat. It was kind of neat to see how it all began. Because then you know how it ends. You know what I mean? Because how it ends. You know how it ends. And to see, like,
right.
things that they said. To see, like, things they said way back then. And to see what actually happened throughout the series. It's actually neat to see behind the scenes. Like, well, where do you see your character going? And it's like, wow, they got that right. Oh, my God. So now I can say I've seen all the episodes. And actually what's neat with Chuck Lorre, the producer, he does these things at the end of every episode of his show. It's called vanity cards. But on network TV, they go so fast you can't read them. I want to see if he has a website, because the cool thing is when you rent a DVD or you own them, you can read and pause. You can read the vanity cards. They are funny as all hell at the end of each episode. I implore you, read them all. Take time, read them. They're really cool. Take time to read them. Go to or find a website that has them all. I'm going to look for it tonight and just read them. Because he did show. What else did he do? He did that show. He also did 2 and a Half Men. And I swear, I think he did How I Met Your Mother. But I know during the first season of The Big Bang Theory, he mentions 2 and a Half Men. So,
mm-hmm.
So anytime that, yeah, I think he did How I Met Your Mother because that one also had a vanity card at the end. So anything with a vanity card, go check it out. They're funny. So anyway, that went off the air. Game of Thrones didn't have vanity cards, but. And of course, all the DC shows ended. We, you know, for the season, we have to talk about that next week because, you know, Arrow is basically coming to an end. That's sticking around long enough next year just to set up the Crisis on Infinite Earth, which we talked about last year, which we did talk about, or we talked about this year when the crossover happened, and that's setting up next year's crossover. And we're going to discuss all this again tomorrow night. We're just practicing what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night. And tomorrow night will be a 90-minute show. We might go 2 hours tomorrow night. What do you think?
We'll see.
Maybe 2 hours tomorrow?
We'll see.
We'll see, I think, because we haven't been on 3 months. We got 10 seconds left. We'll be on tomorrow night. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. nobody tuned in. Well, thank you, Mad Viking, for helping me do this and get back into the flow of things. We'll see you all tomorrow night in Paragon City for real and City of Heroes. And maybe Champions Online if somebody else wants to log in there. We will see you tomorrow night for real at 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh, wait, we got to do our outro. And for those people, we got to do our usual outro. Go read those comic books. Go see those. Go watch those superhero TV shows and go watch those superhero movies. And have a super week. Go on.
Waiting for the cue.
Say your thing.
You got to say it first.
What?
You're supposed to say you have anything to say.
Oh, do you have anything to say? Oh.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. All right. And we are now in the after party. Okay. All right. I think that went well for a half hour just to get back into the swing of things. I think we are good.
Okay.
I found the picture. I found, yeah, the hard, before the show, while I was setting up, I found the picture. You know, it was so stupid. I forgot where it was. And I'm like, dumbass, it's in the Paragon Radio links. It's on the second page. I'm like, dude, it's right there. I just don't like the way this chat room looks. Because now it's on, well, the one good thing, though, it's on my, it, you know, for the show, it's on the page with me. Now, when you logged in, does it look like it used to for you? You know what I mean? How it used to look?
No. I see a lot of pink microphones.
That's what, yes. Yes. This is how it looks for me.
That's the way you can put in pictures.
Yes. This is how it looks for me. It's in the middle of my studio page. Pink microphones for everybody. All the words are pink. Hang on. I'm going to show you my emoticon. You're still on the page?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What is this? Yar, maybe a pirate.
Yeah,
a pirate. I just noticed that. That's a pirate, isn't it? Or am I seeing things? Oh, wait, you're going to like this one. It's a cyborg emoticon. Oh, my. Wait a minute. Don't. Wait. Okay. You see it?
Yep.
I don't believe I didn't see that one before. Holy crap, this is awesome. I will use that one to. What is this? Wait a minute. Some of these look really funky. What is this one? I don't know what the hell half these are.
Well, you found a new toy for the night.
Well, I can only do it while we're on the air, so. Yeah, but some of them are just really, like, I don't know what. Oh, here's a new demon one, new devil, when I get mad at something. There. What is that? Is that supposed to be a vampire? No. It looks like a vampire. See, on the page itself, it looks like a vampire. Okay, I didn't like that one. There's a line going through the page. Okay. Okay.
Like I said, well, you found a new toy.
Yeah, that's it. Now, it Because I'm looking how you type them in. It's that's the mad one. That's the mad face. But that's a new emoticon that they gave me. It's just weird. It's just... it's just like, if I were to type, if I show you how to type, then you'd be like, that's what is... That's all. It's just... Okay, I've never seen that one before. Yeah, those last time, my eyes are watering. Like, my eyes are going blurry. I do like this one. There. I could use that on International Talk like a pirate day.
Yeah.
All right, me hearties. All right. I think we're good for tomorrow night then. I think we're good.
Yep.
All right, I'll let you go get some rest, whatever you're going to do. I'm going to go stretch out for a bit, and then I'm going to get the USB stick out and see if that – hopefully the stuff is on it I need, and then I could upload the documents I need, and I could just jam out the show for tomorrow night, later on tonight. It'll be done tonight, I promise you. Probably just going to lay down for a bit. My neck is tightening up, so. Okie dokie.
Okay.
All right. Let's get out of here. Let me. Where is the. Oh, there it is. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, folks. For anybody still listening, I doubt it, but. All right. All right, Mad Viking. We're out of here. And tomorrow night, we do it for real. I will be, like I said, on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park in the Everlasting server.
The Everlasting Server.
God. All right. Ooh. Ow. Ooh, I just turned around to put something on my nightstand when I turned around my back.
Mm.
Yeah, I need that shot next. Ow. That's all it is. I think it's because I got the shot on the one side, not my right side. Mm. And I started physical therapy. So he go and my physical therapist says my back is very sensitive right now. I know we shouldn't be talking about this, but we're the only two listening, so. All right, we're out of here. All right, go get some rest. I'm gonna go stretch out for a wee little bit. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
All
right. All right. Have a good one, sir.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
And thanks for helping out tonight.